Hello and welcome to Tony Broom Ministries. Here's a message with one of those strange titles, Let Proverbs Examine Your Belly. Somebody said, where in the world do you get all these strange titles? Well, we're going to look at Proverbs. You'll have to forgive the preacher for acting like a doctor, but how's your belly doing? You had a belly exam lately? The book of Proverbs has a lot to say about your belly. Sorry to be so personal, but let us allow Proverbs to give us a spiritual abdominal exam. Perhaps it's about time that we all swallow our pride and undergo a Bible belly bout. We're going to have a Bible belly bout today. Let Proverbs examine your belly. The belly has a lot to do with diet and digestion. Somebody said about blessing your food. We should bless our food. And someone said, well, why do you wait? Ask a lady, why do you wait after you eat to say the blessing? She said, well, in case I forget to say the blessing or I wait till after I eat to say it, I always say, thank you, Lord. I've had enough. Someone else said about saying the blessing, are you sure you include everything when you say the blessing? And they say, well, the way I did that is I say, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. So we bless the Lord and we praise him. God cares about what we eat and drink. He cares about everything that we do. And that's why we should always say our blessing over our food. Good food, good meat. Praise God. Let's eat. And we always teach our kids. Say your blessing over your food. God is great. God is good. Let us thank him for this food. By his hands we all are fed. Give us, Lord, our daily bread. Maybe it's just a little rhyme, but it's good to teach our children to pray, and it's good to teach us to pray. Many people are ashamed to pray, and with all that's going on nowadays, you better pray, and we better pray over our food because we don't know where it's grown, we don't know where it's been, we don't know who's touched it, we don't know the chemicals that's involved in it, so we better pray over our food. And the scripture said it is sanctified by the word of God in prayer. When we bless our food, it is sanctified by the word of God in prayer. And that's why some people have problems with what you eat. They say, well, you cannot eat this and you cannot eat that. And I know they had dietary laws in the Old Testament, and they try to apply those to people now. But the scripture says, especially in the New Testament, that the word of God is sanctifying our food. And our food that we eat and the food that we have, and we bless the food that we have. And the scripture says that all meat is purged. That means that all meat is covered. And whatever you eat, whatever you drink, it says here in the scripture in Colossians, whatever you eat or drink or anything else you do, do all to the glory of God. If God cannot bless what we eat and drink, perhaps we should not eat and drink it. And that's why there are things that are dangerous that we should not put into our body, things that we eat and things we drink. It should not go into our body because our body belongs to the Lord. He created the body. Proverbs 13:25. The righteous eateth to the satisfying of his soul, but the belly of the wicked shall want. The belly of the wicked, in this case, will never be satisfied. They just sit down and gobble their food up and never think about where it came from, never are thankful for the things that they have. And we are of the age where we thank God for everything. We thank God for the ice water. We thank God for the warm water when you take a bath. You thank God for the sandwich that you eat. You thank God for everything because we know how it is to be without. We know how it is to have a lot. And we know how precious things in this life that God has given us. And the wicked, they do not realize where their sustenance, where their food comes from. They don't realize where it comes from. The belly of the wicked shall want. It will never be satisfied. They'll always want more, and they'll never have satisfaction. The righteous will eat to the satisfying of his soul. When you're righteous, you have a relationship with God. Everything you do is blessed, and you're blessed. Your food is blessed. Blessed are you coming in. Blessed are you going out. Blessed are you in the city. Blessed are you in the field, in the country. The blessed of your fruit of your womb. Blessed are your steps. Blessed the work of your hands. Everything that you do is blessed. The belly is affected by the words of our mouth. What we say and our attitude and our character, it affects us all over. Our belly, our heart, our digestive system. Proverbs 18, 7 and 8. A fool's mouth is his destruction, and his lips are the snare of his soul. The words of a talebearer are as wounds, and they go down into the innermost parts of the belly. They say, sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me. But words do hurt. They go down, as the scripture said here, into the innermost parts of the belly. The fool is known, the scripture said, by the multitude of words, and a fool's mouth is his destruction. You can hear it on the news. The more they run their mouth, the more ignoramus and stupid they show themselves to be. Their mouth is their destruction. The wounds of a talebearer, the words, are like wounds. They go down into the innermost part of the belly. There have been many people have hurt and been hurt because wounds, because they have been hurt by the talebearer. Did you hear what I heard? And they start this thing going, and it's gossip. It does no good for the cause of Christ. It does no good for the kingdom of God. It does no good for the outreach of the gospel. All it does is stir up strife and hurts and wounds and people. It affects your belly. It affects your mind. It affects you all over. Verses 20 and 21 of this chapter 18. A man's belly shall be satisfied with the fruit of his mouth, and with the increase of his lips shall he be filled. Whatever that fruit is, if it's good or bad, it will affect you. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. This is a verse that we've heard more commonly, a classic verse. Proverbs 18:21, death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. That means that you can speak death or you can speak life. Your tongue, your mind, your body, your tongue has a power to speak death. Your tongue has a power to speak death or life. It may not can talk halfway right sometimes, but it does have the power to speak death or life. And they who love it will be filled with the fruit thereof. Whatever you love is what you're going to talk about. And whatever you talk about, it affects your life. It affects your mood. It affects your belly. It affects everything. The belly is God's spiritual central laboratory for guidance and correction. Now that seems like strange, I know, to say your belly is a central part of you for guidance and correction. But it is, according to Proverbs 10:27 and in verse 30. The spirit of man is the candle of the Lord, searching all the inward parts of the belly. And that's verse 27. The spirit of man, not the spirit of the Lord, but the spirit of man. You are a spirit. You have a soul, and you dwell or live in a body. You are a spirit. The spirit of man is the candle of the Lord. The Lord uses the real you, the real who you are, your spirit. And when you're born again, your spirit is perfect with God. Even though your flesh, you certainly are far from perfect, but your spirit is made whole. Your spirit, you're born again. And your spirit, he uses the spirit of man as a candle of the Lord and searches the inward parts of the belly. Let God search you over and give you that endoscopy today, that inward, run that light down there, that spirit of man to be the candle of the Lord. He's running the light down. He's giving you that belly exam today to see how we are. The spirit of man is the candle of the Lord, searching the inward parts of the belly. The blueness of a wound cleanseth away evil. So do stripes the inward parts of the belly. When you see a gaping and open wound, it will say, ooh, I don't want to do that. I want to be careful so I won't get hurt. And that's what the scripture means here when it says the blueness of a wound cleanseth away evil. It will keep other people from doing evil or getting hurt. so do stripes the inward parts of the belly. And you'll notice in these verses, notice the words searching and stripes. Searching is for guidance. The spirit of man, the Lord uses it like a candle to give us guidance and to help us. And if we do not receive the guidance from God, then he has to use stripes. The blueness of a wound cleanses away evil. So do stripes the inward parts of the belly. Now, where do you put stripes? Well, you put it on your body. You put it on your buhukas. You put it on your back. That's where stripes do. That's where we whip our children, our grandchildren. I know it's against the liberal law, going to hell media law today, to whip your kids, but it's still in God's word. And he said, if you beat your child with the rod, you'll save his soul from hell. And that's what God still says. And if we would go by God's word, we would not have a nation full of fruitcakes like we have today. Stripes, just like a wound, stripes will cleanse the inward part of the belly. There are sometimes when you cannot reason with a person. And that's why when the Lord is not able to search them with that candle and he's not able to give guidance, sometimes it takes stripes and it takes rehab and it takes jail and it takes all kind of things to get to people sometimes. But the big thing that will get to people is a born-again experience. The main thing about the belly, at least as far as the Bible is concerned, is that it contains the core part of your being. The belly, your chest. And the Bible talks about the armor of God, having on the whole armor of God, that your loins, that lower part, being girt about with truth, and your breastplate of righteousness, having that helmet of salvation, your feet taken care of with the gospel of peace, and the sword of the Spirit, the word of God, the shield of faith, all this armor of God. It's important to have your privates, to have your internal organs, your vital organs protected with the armor of God. Your belly contains the core part of your being, that is your heart and your internal organs. This is what God's word refers to as the heart. Keep or guard your heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Your heart, it's important to guard your belly, to guard your heart, to keep yourself. With the heart man believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Christ dwells in our heart by faith. So it's important, the belly and the heart. Jesus said it is the evil which comes from within, out of the heart. That is what defiles a man. Adultery, thefts, and fornication, and evil thoughts, and all these jealousy and blasphemy, all these things come from within, out of the heart, that belly out of your heart, and defiles a man. But the good news is the heart, the belly, the heart is also, the scripture said, the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, who is given unto us. He dwells in our hearts by faith, and he sheds the love of God abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost. Let your belly, as it were, be filled with the Holy Spirit, with the Holy Ghost, the love of God shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost. And acid will help you physically or medically if you have the bellyache or heartburn. However, the only remedy for spiritual stomach upset is the Word of God and a right standing relationship with the Lord. It'll help you just like that medicine you have to take sometimes, just as sure as the sun comes rising. It'll help you. God's word will help us. He's the remedy. He's what we need. He will help us in the good times. He'll help us in the bad times. If your belly's having a hard time, sometimes that belly don't work like it needs to. Sometimes it won't let you go to the bathroom like you need to. Sometimes your food, you try to eat, and it just does not do what it's supposed to. You know, God's word, as far as spiritually concerned is, he will take care of your belly. He'll take care of your heart. He'll take care of your body. And the scripture says that God will supply every need, physically, spiritually, mentally. He'll help you when you bless your food, when you put him first and seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, all these other things will be added to you. Everything is blessed. When you put God first, what you eat is blessed, what you drink is blessed, the work that you do is blessed, church that you go to or your spiritual life is blessed. In every way, you're blessed. And the scripture has so much to say about our belly, about our heart, about our life. Jesus is the reason for our life. He gives us life. In Him we live and move and have our being. And He is the one who helps us and blesses us every day. Father, I thank You for this opportunity to share this word with Your people today. Pray, Lord, that You'd give us that good belly bout exam today, and You would look us over, check us out. Anything that's wrong with us, Lord, You already know it. You're our physician. You're our doctor who knows all about the integral parts of our body and our being. And I pray right now that You would work in a great and mighty way. We thank You for healing within and without. And thank You for the many people who will be blessed today. In Jesus' name, amen.
You have been listening to a message from God's Holy Word. The title has been, Let Proverbs Examine Your Belly. Make sure that Jesus Christ is your Savior and you know Him as your Lord. He will be good for your belly, heart, and you'll feel better all over more than anywhere else. This has been a production of Tony Broom Ministries.